Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Of course, I read what we say in the Mass, often in the Mass, aside from the Decalogue. Those words, the summary of the law. That's pretty loaded. Of course, when we study the Decalogue, the first four commandments are directed towards God, who is rightfully, in sense of the word, jealous God, and he should be, because he created us and everything else. And then the last six parts of the Decalogue concern our love towards our neighbor. We see in a place where Jesus says, if you love mother or father more than me, you're not worthy of me. And that might seem a little uppity, but you have to think about it. If we love him first, then we will love those around us in the right way. We put things in perspective, put God first, and everything else will fall into place. I have a reading that it's from William Tyndale, the translator of the Bible. I don't think we hear very much from him, but he was the translator of the New Testament from the Latin, the Vulgate, into English in around 1526. Promises of good things. Give diligence, reader, I exhort thee, that thou come with a pure mind, and as the scripture saith, with a single Eve, under the words of health and of eternal life, by the which, if we repent and believe them, we are born anew, created afresh, and enjoy the fruits of the blood of Christ, with which blood crieth not for vengeance as the blood of Abel, but hath purchased life, love, favor, grace, blessing, and whatsoever is promised in the scriptures to them that believe and obey God. And standeth between us and wrath, vengeance, curse, and whatsoever the scripture threateneth against the unbelievers and disobedient, which resist and consent not in their hearts to the law of God, that is right, holy, just, and ought to be so. Mark the plain and manifested places of the scriptures, and in doubtful places see thou at no interpretations contrary to them. But as Paul saith, let all be conformable and agreeing to the faith. Note the difference of the law and of the gospel. The one asketh and requireth, the other pardoneth and forgiveth. The one threateneth, the other promiseth all good things to them that set their trust in Christ only. The gospel signifieth glad things, and is nothing but the promises of good things. All is not gospel that is written in the gospel book. For if the law were a way, thou couldst not know what the gospel meant. Even as thou couldst not see pardon and grace, except the law rebuked thee, and declared unto thee thy sin, misdeed, and trespass. Repent and believe the gospel, as saith Christ in the first of Mark. Apply always the law to thy deeds, whether thou find lust in thine heart to lawward, and so shalt thou no doubt repent. Feel in thyself a certain sorrow, pain, and grief to thine heart, because thou canst not with full lust do the deeds of the law. Apply the gospel, that is to say, the promises unto the deserving of Christ, and to the mercy of God and his truth, and so shalt thou not despair, but shalt feel God as a kind and merciful Father, and his Spirit shall dwell in thee, and shall be as strong in thee, and the promise shall be given thee at the last, though not by and by, lest thou shouldest forget thyself and be negligent, and all the threatening shall be forgiven thee for Christ's blood's sake, to whom commit thyself altogether, without respect, either to thy good deeds or thy bad. William Tyndale, 1526. So Christ, when he talks about the commandments, Remember, he was subject to, like everybody else, I think there were 613 commandments in the Mosaic Law. And I want all of you to memorize them by the time we come here next month. Recite them to the bishop, you'll be reconfirmed. But these are laws about washing dishes, just, you know, about not, you know, some of your kosher laws came out of these. But we distill them in the Ten Commandments, the Decalogue. They're distilled for us by the, in the Gospels by Moses himself, you know, the, when he brought down the law from the mountain. So Christ didn't come to destroy the laws, some might think. He came to fulfill them. And the way we know that, as Tyndale said, we realize that when we read the Gospels. For the Gospels without the law would not make much sense to us. What is there to fulfill? What is there to be afraid of? What are those to try to conform to? But the Gospels teach that Christ fulfilled all the law in every way, tempted as we were, and yet without sin. So the strength of the law is sin. The strength of God is shown to us in the Gospels. And as we come to have his very body and blood, we are given that which saved us in the first place, his precious blood, his precious body. And so we come in a few moments to receive that which he gave to us. The most tangible thing we have is his body and blood. No, we cannot see him, but yes, we can see him. We can taste him and celebrate that he would deign to come down to be with us as he is now, but then become and be inside of us in his very body and blood in the blessed sacrament of the altar. All things are ready. Come, let us dine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.